Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show.
Drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz Carlton, getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright light. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay. okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they live in the fast life until they race me. Yeah, in the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven, it's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Terms with why or feeling. Some people feel, you know, like the parent didn't want them. That's why they left. When a lot of times, it don't have nothing to do with the kid. It's, you know, other surrounding things, nosy family members or, you know, not even just nosy, but, you know, all in the mix to everything, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, it's, you know, coming to terms and growing up, really, and growing through it. So,
yeah. I really can't speak out of a strained, you know, relationship perspective with my dad because me and my dad have a, you know, pretty good relationship. You know, I know who my dad is. You know, my dad has always been in a phone call's reach, you know. Again, it may not be exactly what I want it to be. It's not what I expect it to be. But what is that, though? What is it compared to? You know, I think at the end of the day, you can't be judgmental because people only do the best they can or what they know how to do, you know. You know, it's about if we desire something better, what can we together create, you know, that's more than what we have right now? You know, it can only be whatever we want it to be. Tonight we want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. You know, the question, how do we celebrate fathers who weren't there? You know, dads, you know, what kind of responsibilities, accountability, communication, you know, is taking place to bridge the gap? There's a huge gap. We can't turn our back on it. Hey, Wayne Brady, a change is going to come. We'll keep the conversation going inside Empowerment Sunday, live out of Tampa, TM Mahama Radio Live.
Been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gonna come. It's been too hard to live in, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I what's up there beyond the sky? It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, I go to the movies and I go.
Rocking Radio Live. This is Wayne Brady. It's a long time coming. It's 7:15 on this glorious June 19th, Father's Day. Excuse me, I said 7:15? I hope I did. And it's 4:15 over on the West Coast. And again, we are celebrating our fathers, even the ones who weren't there. Because the word says, honor thy mother and thy father. And I guess that just depends on how you break that down, how you discern that for yourself. But how do you celebrate that or give honor to a father who wasn't there? I would like to take a stab at that. I don't know if this is a question, but my thought on the matter is I do have an estranged relationship with my father. I grew up in a single-parent household, and it's not that I didn't know who Jeff was. We did know who Jeff was, and Mom gave him every ample opportunity to play his role. However, he chose that's not what he wanted to do.
You don't call your dad dad?
No, I call my stepfather dad. Because I believe when that commandment says honor thy mother and thy father, he didn't mean this because he was the biological man who got me here. He said, I believe that word means honor the person who took care of you, who you go through it with, who I'm at home fussing with, who's caring about my well-being, who's helping me with my child. I don't honor Jeff per se. I honor my stepfather, Wayne. I won't disrespect Jeff, needless to say, but I don't know. I honor my mother, Rosa, and my father, my stepfather, Wayne. That's who I honor. But I don't have any ill feelings toward Jeff. I wouldn't disrespect Jeff. If Jeff came to me now and wanted to talk, we could sit down and have a conversation. But I said a long time ago that even I know that my mom can't raise a child. I mean, can't do it all herself. It does take a balance. But what she didn't get, I went to the Lord for. I was like, he's going to be my answer. He'll be that man I need to fill in the gap. So that's how I am. That's how I honor a father who wasn't there.
Interesting. Did Jeff ever feel a certain way about you calling your stepdad dad and calling him Jeff? Did y'all ever have any communication surrounding that? That seems awkward.
No,
although I understand the concept and why you actually did it that way. I understand.
You have to understand that so long as I didn't call my stepdaddy dad either, I called him Mr. Wayne. I didn't let that go until I decided that I was going to call Mr. Wayne dad. And then I stopped calling Jeff after we had I stopped calling him dad, when we went to college, and he got on the phone and told my mom that he wasn't going to help her anymore and that he was done, and he was done with me. So at that moment, I said, well, okay. Since he put that out there, we're done. So at that moment, I called him Jeff, and I didn't call him Dad again. So I don't think it mattered to him what I called Mr. Wayne. And at that time, I was only calling him Mr. Wayne until our relationship developed to a different level, and I began to call him Dad.
Gotcha. We'll be right back.
Like this, right where you belong. control. Try to hit every woman that I came in contact with out on the road. But I got it on my system, girl, I did that when I was young. I need somebody that's gonna hold me down. Cross my heart, you'll be the only one.
Folks, just in case, Well, you wouldn't know because it hasn't been a part of the broadcast. We're only on for an hour tonight, you know. You know, we want to, you know, get out and celebrate while we still have some daylight out, although the sun is going down. 34 minutes left in the show. Only on for an hour tonight. Again, happy Father's Day. You know, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, how do you move beyond the issues that you may have had with your father and still honor him? The Bible requires us to honor thou mother and father. And if we do so, guess what? You know, we may live long lives. I'll tell you like this. You may not agree with them. And guess what? I'll say this. You may not even like them because they might be ugly people. But you still have to respect them and honor them as your mother and father. 917-889-3926. Inside this Empowerment Sunday. They like it. I like it. You like it. We'll be right back. TM Hammer Radio Live.
A long journey. I don't know which way it's here before, but I can perform this one to a few. You know they're gone through, you're in trouble.
She gets up every morning, gotta drag herself out of bed. Round around her, it's been storming, then sparks up a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming. How did she resign? Can't get the call back. Oh, no. All that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, oh it burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl like she watches the world as it turns. His employment, landlord, and the rent. The lobster's bag in a steamer. Got tripped up, hopped in the fence. Now I'm my car surrounding him. Off to the deal of Zowie. Soak in the system. Who's the victim? Send your conviction. Earth so bad you can play it like that. And it burns.
We're going like this, huh? Hear me?
Radio Live, Mr. Rain, which way to turn? 917-889-3926. 30 minutes left in the show. It's 729 in New York City. It's 829 in New Orleans, baby. Who that?
No, I have a suggestion of how to get over, like, bad relationships with your parents, though, because I can totally totally relate. But the best way, I mean, the best thing to do really is not look at your parents just as your parents, but look at them as a human being. Because I'm so serious for a while. Like, my mother and I, we didn't get along for years. But we're closer now that I'm older. But because of my understanding as an adult, and then looking at my parents as adults, and just as your parent, oh, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. You know, we got our own guidelines of what a parent should and shouldn't do, but then it's like you forget that they're human, and human has nothing to do with being a parent, because anybody could be a parent, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's humanistic values behind that. And
what was the turning point? What was the aha moment? When did the light bulb go off?
You know what? Last year, honestly, seriously, our relationship got better last year when I told my mother about me being raped when I was 12. But she had no idea. And the thing was that, of course, I knew she didn't know. But the reason why I didn't tell her then, as a child, was because I was afraid that if I told her, we weren't going to have anywhere else to live. So I took on more, you know what I'm saying? Like, I took on more than I needed to. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, but my mother probably would have killed him or whatever. All I knew, I didn't think we were going to have anywhere to live, so I didn't tell her. But then I told her last year, and it's just like our relationship kind of just changed from there. Not only she was, like, extra sad for me. I mean, she was, but it broke her heart, but it made her, I guess it made a lot of things that I did make sense.
Yeah, I think when you say look at, you know, your parent as a human being, that's important. Because at the end of the day, in order to move past, you know, any situation, just point blank, period. You can't be judgmental, and you gotta, you know, do unto others as you want it done unto yourself. If you want people to forgive you for the things that you've done, then you gotta be able to be forgiven. And we've done a lot of things as individuals that people have forgiven, people don't know about, people know about, and at the end of the day, you know, we've been forgiven. We got some grace. We made it through. You know, regardless of what your parent did, regardless of what dad did, you know, that was then, this is now. You know, forgive them. Open up. Establish something now. Hold them accountable today. Now, Dad, the reality is you got to be accountable today. You can't keep delivering the same BS, the same hopes and dreams, you know, disappointments that you've been serving up over the years. You know, if we're going to open up and forgive, then you got to be accountable, Dad. And that's the reality on that, too. But we got to be open, and we got to be able to forgive.
Yeah, and talking it out, really, because even having, I had a conversation with my father, not the same type of conversation, but it was more of a, you know, yeah, having an honest conversation. When you have an honest conversation with your parents, it's like, it makes a lot of things make sense, because then they figure out why you reacted a certain way or why certain things made you, you know, respond a certain way. And then, too, it makes you, when your parents talk to you about, okay, well, I made this decision because this is what was going on. And it's like, oh, okay, now that makes sense. You know, and it's like it allows, speaking honestly, allows.
Don't be afraid to ask tough questions.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And parents, don't be afraid to tell us the truth.
Yeah.
We can handle it.
At an earlier age, like I told my mother, had I known some of the things that were going on, my response, I was a total jerk. I mean, like, I really was. I was a good kid, but I was a jerk. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like when you don't understand what's going on, and you're kind of just in the middle of something, you can't make informed decisions because you're not informed.
Yeah, you just assume.
You know what I'm saying?
You just assume.
Yeah. And a lot of parents, like my mother just said, a lot of parents do it to protect their children. But the thing is, a lot of times you're hindering your kid because how do you expect them to just know what to do if they don't know what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like you can't follow.
But you can't tell a child everything.
I'm not saying tell a child anything. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, for instance, okay, parents who, how about this? Here's a prime example. How about parents who start out buying their children name brand clothes when they're young, right? And everything has to be name brand, right? When they're smaller, you don't have to explain where the money's coming from. It doesn't even matter. But as they get older, these things become more expensive. Life changes. Then the parent can't afford it anymore. Now the kid is poking their mouth out because now they have a standard that they're used to, and now the parent is, they go from sugar to shit, really, you know, in the child's eyes, because why can't you do this for me now? You've been doing it. But not knowing that, look, this, we have bills to pay. You know what I'm saying? Like laying it out, not saying, okay, the electricity bill is $60. No, letting them know that there's responsibility that comes along with these things that I'm able to give you or able to provide you with. And when a child, when you talk to a kid like that, and they grow up that way, so when things do change, if they change, it's not a shell shock. Then the kid isn't like, oh, now you're broke. Now you don't have nothing. And then the parent finds themselves out there doing whatever they got to do for their kid to get a pair of Jordans versus doing what they got to do to keep the lights on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah.
437 in Phoenix. We'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Uh-huh.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I pledge this black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I pledge this black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow, that's why I got my bottle. I feel my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down, at least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that. I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me, for days I won't in church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. You see, I'm clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. Most people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. Some own peoples might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know that's a purpose, hope is our earthless. And I would not be nervous when street lights come on. It's time for me to go home, I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca.
thank you for all of my blessings. I swear this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you can lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed, but you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
WHAC 1000 Radio Live with Birthmark. God, thank you. And yes, we do thank you on Empowerment Sunday. And we are giving honor to our fathers, those that we may have a good relationship with and may not. Big up to you, Father. Happy Father.
That's right. Hey, 18 minutes left in the show. Only on for an hour tonight, so we can get out and about. And continue to celebrate fathers tonight. Again, good or bad, happy or sad, you know, the word of God, God himself asked us to respect and honor our mother and our father. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, along with that request, that commandment, you know, comes like a reward. He said, you'll live a long life. And for me, I appreciate that, you know. So it's easy for me to honor my mother and father, you know, regardless of my likes, my dislikes, you know. Without the two of them coming together, I would not have any existence, you know, and for that I give honor.
Exactly.
Inside this Empowerment Sunday, my friend, Sunday, June 19th, you know, hanging out with Toya Live. I don't know what Toya is tonight. Hanging out with Dee Dee live out of Chesapeake tonight. Hanging with CeeLo live out of Charlotte. We appreciate you.
Yes, yes. And we appreciate you too, sir. Thank you.
No doubt. Hey, big up to Frank Nitti and Ghetto Government Radio. Doing big things over there.
Yes, big up New World Swag Radio as well. Yeah. And, oh, you know what? I want to give a big shout-out to the people at the Biltmore Estate and the executive chef, Mike Gonzalez.
Where's the Biltmore?
At the Bistro, huh? It's a massive, this is something that I would love to do. It's pretty much like with his family. They have, like, 42,000 square feet of land.
Where?
It's in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
And it's like the biggest residential home ever built in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and are you there for the weekend?
Yes, and I'm a well needed vacation, mini vacation.
Take pictures. Take pictures. Yeah. Might be a place worth visiting.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you. I mean, the food at the Bistro was so good. You know, I always take leftovers. I didn't have anything left over to take. Hey, all my food. Like a good girl.
Hey, join us back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Well, we definitely got a full show for you on this coming Money Monday. Hump Day, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Friday, back inside the Cypher, 10 p.m. We appreciate your support.
Most definitely. Yes. And again, big up to all the fathers out there. Like,
all
I mean, like, really.
The fathers.
And the mentors. And, like, you know what? I want to give a shout out to, like, my guardian. He was my guardian when I was in high school. And it. He was dope. He really helped me out a lot. Yeah. And, like,
guardian,
there's extended family. Hmm? Did you say sorry to hear that?
I don't think you said a name.
Oh, I said Emmett Joyner. Big up to Emmett Joyner. Yeah, for being my father for a couple of years. Yeah.
Big up to Mr. Emmett Joyner for putting up with CeeLo, who we know can be a pain in the side.
What?
Ow!
A pain in the body.
We'll be right back. What's good? Happy Father's Day, everybody. Real quick, Not going to be before you long at all. 9 minutes left in the program. Again, happy Father's Day. Hey, just want to, you know, on this Father's Day, just remind dudes, dudes specifically, you know, there are some people who've been able to move beyond, you know, the pain, the woes, you know, of the childhood. And then there's some people who have difficulty in even managing their father-child, father-son, father-daughter relationship because of the issues that they still have from their father's relationship. If you truly struggle in your relationship and you believe that it's deep-rooted back to a relationship with your father or with your mother, if you are able to, if you're truly challenged and you're able to, you should go to that person and talk it out. Ask them the questions that you really want to ask them so that you can move beyond that pain point in your life that's preventing you from having productive relationships, even with your own children. This Father's Day, if for no other purpose, you should come to grips with the fact that without your father's existence, there would be no you. Good, bad, or indifferent. Accept the reality that you are a part of him, he is a part of you. You can't escape it. Look to God, look to Yahweh, look to Yeshua HaMashiach, look to Jesus Christ to provide you that direction that only God can provide you. He's the father of all fathers. Decrease your will, increase his will. Everybody needs a head, a leader, some direction in their life. It was set up to be our father, the head of the household. The breakdown of the family has impacted us in a major way. We have the ability to restore relationships. Let's restore our fathers in our households. Today, if you are estranged or strained, pressured, or pressed by a lack of a relationship, father or mother, bury the hatchet. Be the bigger person. Call them up tonight. Talk. Just say Happy Father's Day. Even if it's your mother, call your mother up, say Happy Father's Day. It's a nice icebreaker, you know, to that tension that exists between you. Call a person up, tell them Happy Father's Day. You appreciate their existence. That's a step in the right direction. I'm not preaching, I'm just trying to help you to overcome, you know, those tumultuous relationships that we don't think we can move beyond. Be the bigger person, you know. Call them up, tell them Happy Father's Day. Even if it's your mother, even if it's a woman who's been a fatherly-like figure in your life, call them up, tell them thank you. Hey, good, bad, or indifferent, be open, be willing to forgive.
Supposed to be stuck with no choice. should have known you. Pay attention to the signs. Unforbidden actions, omens never lie. I took you for granted, out in the world still searching, only thinking about myself. Now I'll be all alone hurting. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the night. If we are supposed to be, we're stuck with no choice. Before you set me free, hear my voice. Say,
if you only could stay,
I'll make you stay. Oh,
only say, oh baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be. I'm in some of that sweet dream. You're the only one that sets me free. Baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be. I'm in some of that sweet dream. You're the only one that sets me free.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk.